The Ann Arbor Distilling Company is about a block away from North Main Street on Feld Street, not far from M14. Yet thousands of drivers pass through that area every day without knowing it's there. Rob Cleveland is one of the owners and the managing director for the distillery.
It's funny that you talk about hiding in plain sight. You know, if you take a look at the physical location of this facility, it feels like we're almost like in a neighborhood, right? Like there's a lot of residences around us, and this is a little bit off the beaten path. We're not, you know, plopped right downtown Ann Arbor. So this is kind of a place where people tend to discover it.
Rob refers to the distillery's tasting room on the premises where you can purchase all the products they make. A few wooden barrels with stools around them and a long wooden bar make up the cozy room. Four shelves behind the bar display the company's products that include gin, vodka, and bourbon. Phil Ati is the brand ambassador.
This is the winter gin. This is the closest thing we do to a London dry style. So the London dry style, typical of that style would be that pine flavor that you get from gin, which typically comes from juniper. In this case, we wanted to do that, but we didn't want to use a lot of juniper. We actually used spruce and fir tree. So we work with a tree farmer near here, and we cut down a spruce and a fir tree, and we use the whole tree, so not just the needles.
All products are made just a few feet away from the bar it served in a 3,500-square-foot production room. A small team of 8 employees do everything from produce the spirits to label the bottles by hand. John Brenton is the lead distiller and explains how the spirits are made using local products.
I get grain in the door. We're just going to use grain as the first example. I turn that grain into a sugar that the yeast likes to eat. I transfer that, it's called basically the wort or the mash. It goes into the fermentation tanks, and then I introduce the yeast. The yeast have a free-for-all. They eat all the sugars and convert them into ethanol, which is what we're after, and carbon dioxide, which just gets blown off into the air. I then take that very alcoholic porridge and put it into my giant pressure cooker, aka a still, gently heat it. The alcohol escapes while the water stays behind. And what you get on the other end, once it runs through a condenser, is your distillate, your whiskey in this case.
That's a process that could take over a week to complete. When it comes to bourbon, John says they store it for 2 years in barrels made out of new American oak. We chat as we stand in front of dozens of barrels that are stacked in the production room.
These are not yet full. We go over here. Much more compact sound. So all of these have yet to be filled yet. And these are actually some fantastic oak. I mean, you can even just rub your hand across them. It's like furniture grade wood. It's really beautiful oak. We actually sourced this from Minnesota because Minnesota oak actually has a very high vanillin content. And they generally season their wood for about 3 years.
About 100 tons of grain are used every year by the distillery. They started their operation in Ann Arbor 2 years ago and produce over 10,000 bottles of their spirits a year to sell statewide. The Spalding's coffee liqueur is the most popular one in the tasting room, while the winter gin is the bestseller when it comes to distribution. Phil says that includes all Meijer stores in Michigan.
Having them backing us is really important for a small business because it was just such a large order that they're able to make that it meant that we had a nice influx of cash that we can do all the stuff that we really wanted to do, because we're one of the only distilleries in the state that actually has an R&D budget, and which means that we're doing different kinds of research and development on different kinds of spirits. So we're not necessarily inventing new spirits, but we are inventing new ways to make old spirits. So one of the examples is our Spalding's coffee liqueur. It turns out we're the only company on the planet that makes it the way that we do, and I can't tell you why it's different.
And while Phil's not spilling the beans on that, he added that currently their products are being served in over 50% of the restaurants and bars in Ann Arbor. If you're interested in direct purchases, you could get the products in their tasting room, at Meijer stores, or at local liquor stores that may carry their brands. Co-owner Rob Cleveland, who was originally from the East Coast, says he chose Ann Arbor to launch his business because he attended the University of Michigan and decided to stay after graduation because he fell in love with the area.
I think it's a great place to be, and you know, I really enjoy having something that I hope, you know, over time will become more of an institution for the city, because like I said, I really like being here.
If you want to raise a toast with locally produced spirits, you won't have to travel far to find what you're looking for. The Ann Arbor Distilling Company is easily accessible. It's just a little hidden in plain sight. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.